FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
Say we see what's shaking in the outer limits. Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
We start off Big Scary News episode 101 with some big news and a follow-up from Netherworld Haunted House in Atlanta. After one final season at the longtime Norcross Antique Center location this fall, Netherworld Haunted House will relocate to a brand new facility in Stone Mountain, Georgia, the first major move for the world-famous haunted house in 20 years. Conveniently located just off I-78 in Gwinnett County, the 9.5-acre property was purchased by Netherworld in early March. The new location will allow for a large expansion of the haunts, new attractions including year-round escape games, and increased parking. The new location, with nearly 10 acres of property and 70,000 square feet of space, will also feature expanded retail areas and extensive indoor queuing. In addition to new attractions, the location will also offer attendees a myriad of other amenities, including dozens of restaurants and entertainment options close by. Quote, "Over the last 20 years, Netherworld Haunted House has continued to grow and attract more and more fright fans each year," said Billy Messina, co-owner of Netherworld. "After looking at many locations around the greater Atlanta area, we found the Stone Mountain property and were blown away by how perfect it would be for our operation. Not only is there room to expand our haunted attractions, but we'll also be able to explore new types of themed experiences, which we simply don't have room for at our current location." Unquote. The first to be unveiled will be Escape the Netherworld, coming in late summer of 2017. A thrilling series of challenge games that will test the problem-solving skills of attendees. Though escape games in general are not particularly scary ventures, if you'd like a bit of scream, Netherworld will offer guests a choice between a scary and not scary version of their games, whichever you prefer. They will be sure to be the same high level of detail, theming, and fun that Netherworld is so well known for. Quote, "We're excited to be opening the escape games this summer in Stone Mountain, but we're equally focused on and excited about Netherworld opening this September for one last season in the place we've called home for two decades. We're working really hard to make this final season in Norcross our most epic to date," Messina further stated. "In its final year on Dawson Boulevard, the season launches the weekend of Friday, September 22nd, Saturday, September 23rd, and opens 7 days a week, starting the 29th of September all the way through Halloween. The final nights to experience Netherworld at the Norcross location will be Friday, November 3rd through Sunday, November 5th. Tickets for the 2017 Netherworld season are on sale, so stay tuned for more information and visit fearworld.com for updates and hours of operation. We have this news from the Steel City Comic Con in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. Steel City Comic Con's special horror fan edition show is coming June 9th through the 11th and will be one of the largest horror conventions in the United States. In conjunction with our event will be the Living Dead Weekend's Dawn of the Dead reunion. This horror show will feature over 30 horror guests and massive horror displays provided by none other than 100 Acres Manor. Join us for an amazing weekend of fun. Get more information at steelcitycon.com. We have an update from Halloween Horror Nights 2017 in Orlando, Florida, via BloodyDisgusting.com. For the first time ever, you can walk into the Overlook Hotel. Beginning September 15th and running on select nights through November 4th, this year's Halloween Horror Nights 27 promises to be yet another must-attend event, with a haunt set within the world of American Horror Story already announced. What else can you expect to experience at Halloween Horror Nights 27? Well, One of the most requested haunts is finally becoming a reality. Yes, a house based on The Shining will be coming to Halloween Horror Nights Orlando and Hollywood this haunting season. The maze will give guests a unique opportunity to relive some of the film's most iconic and sinister moments as they venture through the eerie Overlook Hotel. Guests will be thrust into the hotel's tragic history of murder and madness, bearing witness to caretaker Jack Torrance's spiraling descent into insanity. As always, as we get updates, we'll bring them to you here on the Big Scary News. We have a little news from the Psycho Ward haunted attraction in Kalamazoo, Michigan. West Michigan's largest haunted attraction, voted top 10 rated Michigan haunted house and keeper of the infamous chicken list, Psycho Ward and Nightmares are high-intensity haunted attractions not recommended for the faint of heart or those under 12 years old. And now, they're looking for new staff for the 2017 season. If you're interested in becoming a member of the 2017 Haunt Park Scream Team, click and fill out the application on their Facebook page. Get more information at facebook.com/psychoward.hauntedhouse. We have this update from the Midsummer Scream Convention coming to Long Beach, California. In case you missed our social media posts, the Halloween Horror Nights presentation at Midsummer Scream will be held on Sunday, July 30th. Here's the rest of currently announced lineups for the theme park fans. The official Scream Park presentations at Midsummer Scream Saturday, July 29th at 1:30 p.m. Not Scary Farm, 3 p.m. Six Flags Magic Mountain Fright Fest, and at 6 p.m. Queen Mary's Dark Harbor. On Sunday, July 30th at 1:30, Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. The schedule is subject to change. The updated schedule, including additional panels and presentations, can be found at midsummerscream.org. We have a little news from American Horror Story via thenautics.com. Can't wait for the return of Ryan Murphy's cult show? For the past 6 years, American Horror Story has paid homage to, altered, and rewritten every rule in the horror rulebook. It's thoughtful, funny, self-aware, and most of all, pretty damn terrifying. It has spawned multiple spin-offs and sister series like Scream Queens and American Crime Story, and launched the acting career of Lady Gaga. We can't wait for its return, and you shouldn't either. Here's everything we know about Season 7 of the FX Anthology series. No firm date has yet been confirmed, but it's safe to expect AHS to return in mid-September or early October. The show's first 5 seasons premiered during the month of October, while Season 6 began in September of last year. It's unlikely that Season 7 will differ greatly from these schedules. As creator Ryan Murphy said, "I don't have a title, but the season we begin shooting in June is going to be about the election that we just went through, so I think that it will be interesting for a lot of people." He's also called it a modern-day story, Murphy told E! Online. The first 10 minutes of this season takes place in a very eerie, macabre way on election night, and there's just something terrible that happens in the lives of our characters on election night as they're all watching it go down, which in itself was a horror story. So it's like a horror story upon a horror story. You can see a teaser trailer for American Horror Story Season 7 on YouTube. We have a little hiring news from the EBE Haunts Cornstalkers Trail of Terror in Waldorf, Maryland. EBE Haunts Season 2 will be coming alive this October, and we're looking for a select few individuals to join our Fright Team. If you've ever wanted to scare the wits out of people while being paid for it, along with other benefits, then be sure to contact us for more details. Our attraction will run October 13th, 14th, 20th, 21st, 27th, 28th, and 29th. There will be an audition session held in August, date to be determined, please don't wear a costume, and more details to come. This attraction is held outdoors at the Southern Maryland Blue Crab Stadium in Waldorf, Maryland, within the stadium itself. Please note, if you are allergic to latex or have any other medical issues or questions, please let us know. Actor requirements. No acting experience is necessary for some positions, while some acting roles will require experience along with demonstrations of acting situations and/or roles. We're seeking individuals with a love for Halloween and the haunt or horror genre. These positions require a desire to do your best along with excellent interpersonal and team playing skills. Acting in a haunted attraction like ours can be both fun and rewarding. We'll be looking for actors that can show up on time, work weekends, and have transportation. Actors must be 16 years or older to apply, and if under 18 years of age, must have a parent consent work form. Details on compensation and other benefits will be discussed at the audition. If you're interested and you feel you've got what it takes to be a scare actor, contact us via email, jimmy@ebehaunts.com, for more information. Only serious individuals need to contact us, and we look forward to hearing from you. Get more information at facebook.com/Cornstalkers Trail of Terror. We have a little news from the Screamfest Horror Film Festival in Los Angeles. Join us for the Fears and Beers screening of The Prophecy, starring Christopher Walken, at the TCL Chinese 6 Theaters in Hollywood, California, on Thursday, June 15th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $16 and includes admittance to the screening and a complimentary beer for guests who are 21+. A Q&A with Gregory Weidman, Joel Sasson will follow the screenings. Additional talent will be announced when we get confirmation. Trivia game with prize giveaways will be happening. Some people lose their faith because heaven shows them too little, says Thomas Daggett. But how many people lose their faith because heaven showed them too much? Daggett nearly became a priest, now he's a cop. He may want to put religion behind him, but one morning a weird, eyeless, hermaphroditic corpse turns up. Suddenly, he's on a path that will put him right in the middle of a war in heaven, and once again, heaven will show him too much. Gore, blood, charred flesh, living corpses, and much worse. Even more central to the heavenly war effort is a young girl. This American Indian child has something Gabriel wants, and Gabriel is willing to kill her and anyone in his path, or even reanimate a corpse or two to get it. You can buy your tickets at screamfestla.com/2017/event. We have a little news from Universal's Dark Universe films via BrokeHorrorFan.com. Marvel's Cinematic Universe, the DC Extended Universe, MonsterVerse, and now the Dark Universe. All shared cinematic universes need a snappy name, and Universal has coined Dark Universe as the umbrella term for their reboots of classic monster movies. Welcome to a new world of gods and monsters. The Dark Universe kicks off with Alex Kurtzman's The Mummy on June 9th. It'll continue with Bill Condon's Bride of Frankenstein on February 14th, 2019. Johnny Depp will play the Invisible Man, and Javier Bardem will play Frankenstein's monster, joining Tom Cruise as Nick Morton, Russell Crowe as Dr. Henry Jekyll, and Sophia Boutella as the Mummy. At its organizing principle, Dark Universe films are connected by a mysterious multinational organization known as Prodigium. Led by the enigmatic and brilliant Dr. Henry Jekyll, Prodigium's mission is to track, study, and when necessary, destroy evil embodied in the form of monsters in our world. Working outside the aegis of any government and with practices concealed by millennia of secrecy, Prodigium protects the public from knowledge of the evil that exists just beyond the thin membrane of civilized society, and will go to any lengths to contain it. You can catch the trailer for Dark Universe, Monsters Legacy, on YouTube, and get updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/darkuniverse. We have a little news from the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum in Weston, West Virginia. We will be opening our doors this summer on June 16th and 17th during the Almost Heaven Barbecue Bash to revisit one of our favorite haunted houses, Malice. Revisit 2016's Haunted House. This mini tour of our haunted attraction will be on the first floor and the basement and will be open Friday night from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. and again Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. and again 6 to 9 p.m. that night. Malice Revisited will consist of the first floor and basement of 2016's Haunted House and will cost $10 plus tax per person. In the halls of what once was most the area's most reputable hospital, a demented doctor has brought his patients' nightmares to life. Society's undesirable souls have been abandoned in the dark recesses of this safe haven. Their sole purpose is to serve the good doctor in his sadistic experiments. Scratching and clawing their way through their new existence, patients succumb to delirious visions before becoming one of the doctor's creatures. Pushing the limitations of reality, Dr. Cerebus continues to seek immortality. Can you survive a journey into the asylum where the veil between life and death has been lifted? Thank you for your interest in the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum's Haunted House, and we'll see you there. Warning, this haunted house is not for the faint of heart. 13 and under must be accompanied by adult. Get more information at theasylumwv.com or trans-AlleghenyLunaticAsylum.com/main/events.html. Here's a little more haunt news from the Restless Souls Haunted House Complex in Huntington Station, New York. Attention, bands and performers. Perform at Restless Souls Haunted House Complex this October. While we already have several bands booked for certain dates in October, we need a few more to entertain the crowd in our Monster Midway during our operating nights. Get more information at restlesssoulsli.com. We have still more haunt news from Streepers Nightmare Haunted Attraction in Peru, Indiana. Streepers Escape Adventures will open their first escape room game to the public very soon. Located inside the successful Streepers Nightmare Haunted Adventure, stay tuned for more information. We'll open with one game titled Cannibal Manor, and will later expand to add other rooms as the year progresses. Come experience a fun and exciting game as you and your family work together to solve the clues, find the keys, and escape the room within 60 minutes. And we have sponsorship opportunities available. Get more info at their Facebook page, facebook.com/escapeadventuresperu. And finally, we have this story from the Denver Post in Denver, Colorado. Denver police have arrested a man who was wearing clown makeup when he allegedly stabbed and slashed a 29-year-old man to death with a glove that had blades attached to the end of each finger. Christian Lee Gulzal, 36, allegedly attacked the victim at 12:49 a.m. on Tuesday, May 23rd, following an argument near Torchy's Tacos at West 11th Avenue and Broadway, according to an arrest warrant affidavit. The Denver coroner's office identified the victim as Brian Lucero, age 29. The cause of death was a stab wound, according to the coroner's office news release. Witnesses told police that the suspect, wearing white clown makeup accented with black streaks on the face, suddenly began threatening the victim with a glove with blades that were 2 to 3 inches long. They were near the corner store at West 10th Avenue and Broadway. Gulzal began pummeling the victim, who tried to dodge the blows, the police report says. The victim eventually punched the subject, who then yelled at the victim and followed him to Torchy's. The two were the only ones in the restaurant parking lot. Quote, the victim collapsed in the northeast parking lot of the Torchy's business, the report says. Gulzal allegedly fled on a scooter. Police spotted a man on Denver Public Schools Halo camera riding a scooter matching the suspect's appearance in the 900 block of Galapagos Street. They saw a man throw an object in the bushes. Police went to the building and found a knife there, the police report says. Police found the man at West Alameda Avenue and Lippan Street. His clothes were covered in blood. When interviewed at police headquarters, Gulzal said a man threatened him and yelled at him to get out of my alley. He claimed the victim attacked him and stole his scooter. The court records say, Gulzal said he may have hurt the victim when he tackled him while he was riding away on Gulzal's scooter. The victim may have fallen on one of Gulzal's spiked wrist bracelets, Gulzal told police. The subject also acknowledged that he may have cut the victim when he jabbed him with his clawed glove. Gulzal's account was different from those offered by witnesses, the report says. Gulzal's jail nickname is Diablo, and he has an extensive criminal history with multiple direct domestic violence, assault, and weapons convictions. In 2012, he was convicted of felony menacing with a deadly weapon, according to the Colorado Bureau of Investigation records. So the clowns begin. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need
need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls, gantom.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, can you believe it? By the time you hear this, the Midwest Haunters Convention, the epicenter of the haunt world, is going to be happening in just a couple of short days away. You know, we went through Transworld, we went through all the other conventions, now we're at the Midwest Haunters Convention, Columbus, Ohio, arguably the best convention for the Ghost. We've always met there, we've always had a great time. If you're on the fence about going to the Midwest Haunters Convention in Columbus, Ohio, you better go ahead and get those plans finalized, because it's only a couple days away. And, of course, if we're talking Midwest Haunters Convention, we want to talk with the organizer. We have Jen Braverman on the line, who's actually not in Chicago today. She's on the road somewhere in the wilds of Indiana with, sounds like, a mess full of people in the car. Jen, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me on today, Badger.
Absolutely. I guess the biggest story of Midwest for this year has to be the return of the two-day bus tour. It was gone for a couple of years, but now it's back. Any reason why? Was it just demand? Why go back to the two-day tour?
You know, to be honest with you, it's Kelly. Kelly really was pushing for it. He said, it's such a great part of the show that you're not doing. And he's like, I think people would really, really enjoy bringing it back, especially, you know, after you kind of lay off of it for a little bit. Sometimes people want it more. So I kind of talked to Kelly, kind of came up with the idea of maybe going down to Kentucky, trying to, you know, find something that Kelly hasn't done yet, because obviously the show has been running for a long period of time and they've gone to a bunch of different haunts in the area. So, you know, we kind of just sat down and mapped something out, and the response has been great. I mean, it really has. Kudos to Kelly. It looks like we're going to have, it looks like now we're bringing in the fourth bus, and things look good. So we can't complain. We're really excited to go to these haunts. I think it'll be fun, you know, staying at the casino. And it's going to be a great time. So the rooms are selling like crazy for the show, and it looks like it's going to be one of our biggest MHC yet.
I'm looking at the website now, and I'll just rack off a couple of names of some of the haunts that are going to be on the two-day tour, starting off with the Dent Schoolhouse that you haven't been to since 2008, a personal favorite of mine. The unknown scare actor Meat Hook Jim worked at the Dent for many years. Waverly Hills Sanatorium, Grim Trails Haunted Attraction, the Haunted Hotel in Louisville, the 7th Street Haunt in Louisville, the Devil's Attic, all on day one. And one of those, I believe the Haunted Hotel, is a touching or extreme haunt. So that's going to be pretty interesting. And as you mentioned, you know, we're staying overnight at the Southern Indiana Horseshoe Casino Hotel. So, hey, get your gambling fix on. Take advantage of that big buffet breakfast that comes with the cost of the tour. And on Thursday, you've got Wicked World Scare Grounds that I was hoping to get to last year, did not, so now I get to. Mayhem Mansion and Face Your Fears and probably a whole lot of other surprises. As I said, I'm just skimming through your website right now. And as you said, the response has been great, and it looks like there's less than 20 seats left on the bus, according to this.
Yeah, we still have about 20 seats left for anyone that wants to still buy tickets. I do want to touch on something, speaking of touching. Yes, there is one or two touch haunts, but what we are going to do is for those people that don't want to be touched, we bought neon necklaces that they'll be able to wear around their neck going through the haunt, so that it just kind of lets the actors know that are working the haunt that, you know, you're someone who doesn't want to be touched.
Very nice. So, you know, for those people who don't particularly like to be grabbed or moved or anything like that, hey, get yourself one of those and you'll be just fine. Sounds like it's going to be a blast, and I know I'm looking forward to a two-day tour again, and I know a whole lot of other people are. But let's talk about the actual convention itself. What's going on Friday? You know, a lot of people know that the there's a big tour on Friday night, but what's going on during the day Friday?
So during the day, we've got a bunch of seminars. We've got a couple of two-hour seminars. John LaFlambeau is going to do a two-hour seminar, as well as, I believe, Melissa Winton is doing a two-hour seminar. So we do have some workshops as well as some one-hour classes, which I think this year the lineup for seminars are some of our best that we've had in a really long time. So we're really excited about it. We work really hard on these seminars, and I think it's a good value. You know, you're still getting the same quality that you do at Transworld for a lot less. So people should definitely try to take advantage if, you know, they want to have their actors trained or even take some classes on their own. You know, they get a package on Friday for $90. You get all those seminars. The only seminars that are not included are the 2 hours, but everything else is that's a pretty good value.
What are the times for the other seminars? Are they an hour? Are they 90 minutes? What?
Yeah, the other seminars are an hour.
Okay. So sounds like $90 will get you all of that except for the 2 hours. It sounds great.
Right.
And of course,
you can do that, or you can buy them individually if you choose to.
Excellent. And, of course, the Friday night tour, for those who do like extreme haunts, you're going back to the world-famous Haunted Hoochie.
You are, but what you are going to see is David Foxman for Scare Factory, his new 65,000-square-foot facility, which is absolutely supposed to be amazing, and David's going to be blowing out product. He's just cleaning out his warehouse, so people bring their wallets, and they can start buying. If you've always wanted a Scare Factory item, this would be the time now to buy. I think David's going to be serving up some hot dogs, some chips, that kind of thing, some drinks. And then you guys can walk through that through a showroom. I even believe he's got an area, like a rooftop, where we can hang out as well. And his new place is about 10 minutes now from the Haunted Hoochie. So after we get you on the bus to David's, it's only about a 10-minute ride to go to the Haunted Hoochie this year.
Nice. Now, have you been able to buy products from Scare Factory before? Because I believe you have had tours that have gone by there in the past.
You have, but David is promoting a huge blowout because he has so much stuff in the warehouse that he wants to get rid of since he just moved. That I would assume in the past you may have been able to, but since we've done like two of them with him, he's never offered anything a blowout of a sale. It was just more of people coming in and seeing stuff.
Oh, wow, nice. So if you were blown away by some of Scare Factory stuff at Transworld, now's the time. Now that you've got those budgets fixed, hopefully, go in there and make him an offer. You never know what he's going to say. Sounds like a big plan. And, of course, let's go ahead and talk about Saturday, the big trade show floor and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so Saturday we've got the trade show floor. We've got seminars, obviously, that are running. We've got the show floor that's going on. You know, we've got the contest that we all love so much, the Bloody Mary contest, as well as on Sunday we've got the Mystery Box Challenge that's going to be sponsored by Alan Hobbs, as well as the costume contest for kids and adults that Chad Savage from Sinister Vision sponsors. And we're going to have a lot of fun the next 2 days, you know, on Saturday and Sunday of the show. As well as, obviously, you've got the Masquerade Ball.
Now, the Bloody Mary contest, that's the Monster Makeup Wars.
So, yes.
You know, kind of like Face Off, although you guys have been doing it an awful lot longer than the TV show. You just give them a bag of... Yeah, you can create a team while you're there, and then they give you a bag of stuff, and you have, what, 30 minutes to work makeup on a model? Or do you have to pre-register a team, or how does that work?
Yeah, the teams are already selected. People have already signed up. I actually think I have some people on a waiting list right now. But, yeah, we've got the teams ready to go. The other thing I forgot to mention is Friday night, for people that don't want to go to Scare Factory or to go to the Haunted Hoochie, we've also reserved Flanagan's again for this year, where it's that beach party where you can go ahead and you can play volleyball, you can swim in the pool. People were swimming in there all night and drinking and with the DJ, and it was so much fun. We have the whole pool area to ourselves. And we're going to have transportation to and from. You get a drink ticket. We're going to have some snacks. And I know one thing, the Zombie Army will all be there.
Oh,
geez. It was great.
You know,
they
that's
going to
be a party
last,
if the Zombie Army is hanging out. Now, there is a small charge to take the Flanagan's trip.
Yeah, there is a charge to take the Flanagan's trip, and it's $30. It provides transportation to and from. It allows you swimming. It allows you to play volleyball. So there are all these things that they would normally charge for. It's kind of wrapped up in a package, and we'll have some, you know, dry snacks. It's really an after party. It starts around 9 o'clock, so I would suggest if you guys to eat dinner before, but if not, you can purchase food from there, and as well as we'll be having some dry snacks and giving you guys a drink.
And, of course, you've got the legendary costume ball on Saturday night.
Yes, of course, which is great. I mean, we're so excited for it. I think there's been a lot of planning for it. I know people have been working really hard with the Body Art Fashion Show, so we're really excited. That's always, you know, a focus of the show, the Body Art Fashion Show, and as well as the costume, you know, aspect of it, seeing all the amazing costumes that people come in and all the time they spent, you know, creating these wonderful things.
Oh, absolutely. You never know if Princess Trainwreck might make an appearance this year. We'll just have to wait and see. But it sounds like it's just going to be another fantastic Midwest Haunters Convention, of course, with the two-day tour, the Friday classes, the Friday night, going to the Hoochie and Scare Factory or Flanagan's, or there's probably several unofficial parties going on in hotel rooms and local restaurants. Well, you just have to go see all that. Saturday, the trade show floor is going to be just rocking. It looks like it's almost sold out, so if you haven't registered or if your company's on the fence, go ahead and get your information so maybe the floor will be sold out by the time this airs. Saturday night party, the big costume party, Sunday all day again, the costume party for the kids with Chad Savage. I want to know what he's going to be wearing at that costume contest. That should be fun. Where can people get all that information?
You can get all that information at MidwestHaunters.com.
Sounds like a plan,
everybody. Or MidwestHauntersConvention.com or MHC.com. We have a bunch of different websites.
Nice. Just Google Midwest Haunters Convention or Midwest Haunters, and you're going to find it. So Columbus, Ohio is going to be the epicenter of the Haunt World starting June 9th through the 11th. While I have you on the line, I do want to ask you a couple of things. One, we were at Trans World a couple of months ago. How was the how were the final attendance numbers for that? You know, the Big Scary Show had a wonderful time there. Got a lot of great interviews and everything. How was Trans World?
Trans World was awesome. It was a huge success. I'm so happy about it. You know, we were up about 20%. It was the biggest show floor we've ever had. And it was just, you know, we've had more contracts for next year than we've ever had in expansion. So I'm really encouraged by it. I had a lot of exhibitors say it was some of their best show ever. And some, you know, obviously not everyone has the greatest shows all the time. But, you know, I think overall it was great. Everyone loved the Masquerade Ball, the party that we had there. It was great. Some people dressed up, other people didn't. Next year's theme is going to be Witches and Warlocks. And we've already secured the ballroom again for the Saturday night party. And it's going to be our 10-year in St. Louis. So we're really excited. We're going to pull out some stops. We're in the planning process right now of a lot of things.
Let me know when the Big Scary Show needs to send our contracts in, because we certainly want to be a part of that again. But I also wanted to touch on, you had a brand new show just a few weeks ago down in Texas, the Premier Haunt Tour. I understand that went better than expected.
Yes, the Premier Haunt Tour was amazing. It really, Alan and Alan Hodge just really outdid himself, along with Alex Lohman with Reindeer Manor. I felt so lucky to be able to have these two haunts open their doors and have us there, and the classes that they did. I've never had so many thank you notes from a tour before. They just did an amazing job. I think Alan even served a pig for lunch.
That wouldn't surprise me. Texans love their barbecue. But so I assume that because it was so successful, there will be one in 2018.
Yes, there will.
Excellent. And, of course, let us know when that's going to happen, and we will get it up here on the Big Scary Show or Big Scary News. And
okay. One
last thing before we let you go. You recently also had the Room Escape Tour for those in the escape room industry up in Niagara Falls. I understand that was running smoothly and went well, too.
Yeah, we had a great show. It really was. seminars were great. The attendance numbers were great. I really love the room escape industry. It's just, it's so interesting. There's so many. I love the gaming. I did my first room escape. We did Tim Bunch's room escape, and it was so much fun. It really was.
Nice. Well, Jen, I know you're driving from Indianapolis area back up to Chicago, so we will let you go so you can get back on the road and take care of all that great stuff. Of course, when you have news for Transworld, for the Premier Haunt Tour, and for the Room Escape Tours for next year, be sure to let us know so you can hear it here on the Big Scary News. Once again, thank you, Jen Braverman, to talk Midwest Haunters Convention with us. Remember, folks, if you're on the fence about going to this show, this is the one to be at. If you've never been to a Haunters Convention before, go. MidwestHauntersConvention.com, MidwestHaunters.com. All the information is there. It's cheaper and closer than you think. Get those final preps in. Jen Braverman, thank you so much for speaking with us here on the Big Scary News.
And thank you for having me, Badger.
Absolutely. Once again, Drew Badger here. This is the Big Scary News.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.